everyone. Welcome to this episode of Brave by Design. I am your host, Laura Khalil, and I'm really excited to talk to you about a topic today that is really near and dear to my heart, and that is about building predictable revenue in your service-based business. I work with a lot of consultants, creative freelancers, marketing agencies who will say to me, I'm not really sure where the next two clients are coming from. I'm not sure where next quarter's revenue is coming from. And so we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about building predictable monthly revenue into your business, and we're going to talk about why more marketing is not the answer for more revenue. That may sound crazy to you, but let me dive in. So I'm recording this today. We're halfway through June 2021. And here's my question for you. Do you know where your income is coming from for the rest of the month? How about for the rest of the quarter? Or how about for Q3? One of the biggest challenges that I see consultants and creative freelancers experience is not being sure where the next paycheck is, being on that feast or famine train that is deeply uncomfortable. You know, and there's a lot of hope and desperation sometimes mixed in with that, hoping a client will pop up at our door looking for help, wondering, should we discount our prices more so that we can maybe get someone in that way? And we end up on this hamster wheel that feels exhausting and non-supportive. And I totally get it because I have been there too. So I feel the pain of it. I feel the frustration. We can often wonder in this whole process whether we need to do more social media or write another newsletter or a blog post, right? Trying to figure out what will actually work to draw people's attention. And this can feel incredibly frustrating because these are not foolproof methods for getting clients. Marketing is not a foolproof method for getting clients. It's not a method for getting clients. Marketing is a tactic. And tactics without a strategy is where I see a lot of very well-intentioned consultants and creative freelancers going astray. So today we're going to talk about building predictable revenue in your business. And I want you to imagine going from uncertainty to ever-increasing revenue each month. That would be really cool, right? Like the relief of knowing that you have a system that just works to bring in leads and you're confident in selling and in delivering your services. Because more often than not, I know that you're really good at what you do. It's just getting more leads in the door, getting more eyeballs on it. So let's talk about that elephant in the room. That's the whole marketing thing. And here's the bombshell. Marketing does not get you clients. That's the truth. Marketing does not get you clients. Now, when I learned this, this was a very hard pill for me to swallow. See, I am a marketer by trade, friends. I have spent 20 years working in content marketing and branding, and that's what we learn in business school, all right? That's what every influencer will preach, and it has created so much overwhelm for people thinking they need to become a content machine to get more clients. And you know what happens? I see many people who will go nuts creating tons of content like a hamster on a wheel. But they don't see much return. So they think, well, maybe the solution is to do more content, create more marketing. And they actually just become chained to their marketing. Now, I am a content marketer by trade. So I can create content until I'm blue in the face. And there is a place for marketing and there is a place for content and there are ways to do it well. But in terms of our topic today of predictable monthly revenue, we have to start somewhere else and it's not with marketing. Okay, so I hope for some of you who are hearing this and realizing, oh, marketing doesn't get me clients. I hope that for some of you, that's actually coming as a relief because the answer to getting more clients is not more marketing. Now, let me explain this by way of an analogy that I think most people are going to understand. And let's talk about real estate for a minute. So I was recently in the housing market to buy, and I did actually purchase at the end of last year. And if you have ever purchased or rented, you're going to relate to this story, okay? We've all been through this. So imagine you're on Zillow and you're looking at houses in your desired area and you find one that looks like a total gem. It is so beautiful in the photos. It has been perfectly staged. It looks so inviting and like a place where you can really see yourself calling home. In short, the marketing is on point. So what do? You call your realtor and you race over to see this place. You are excited. You're like, oh my gosh, maybe we'll be putting an offer on this one today. You arrive, you walk up the steps of the porch, you open the front door, and you realize this place is a dump. There is paint peeling off the walls. You're walking on the floor and it feels like you're on, you know, on a boat. It's like the floor is moving all over the place. All the finishes, which looked great in the photos, are actually really, really cheap. Those marble counters you loved, well, they're actually linoleum made to look like marble. That giant great room where you were going to put your TV in, you know, make it kind of like a movie room. Well, it's actually the size of a glorified shoebox. You can't figure out what camera magic made it look so much bigger. And the price for this? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And you have been there, friends. We have been there. And you leave angry and you're annoyed that the marketing didn't accurately represent the actual house. And that real estate agents must be selling snake oil because this is ridiculous and everyone is annoyed and everyone is pissed off. So did marketing get you the house? No, it didn't. The marketing tricked you, right, in that story. And this is what happens when you put marketing first in your process of acquiring clients instead of last. A lot of us like to jump to doing the marketing first without having built a foundation. So what needed to happen in that house? What needed to be fixed? Well, we need to repaint the floors. We need to repaint the walls. We need to get actual marble counters, not like the lookalike cheapo stuff. We need to maybe get the floors fixed or the foundation looked at if the house seems like, you know, you're on different levels as you're walking straight. And we need to take accurate photos and price it fairly. See, marketing can be very seductive, and it's often the best marketers who are blowing hot air. So to avoid being like that sleazy real estate agent, here's what we need to do before marketing ourselves. The first thing we want to do, first step in building predictable monthly revenue, is we want to start with a strong foundation in what our business does and who we help. We want to build that proverbial infrastructure. So when someone sees our sign, sees our listing, our home listing, right? Let's use that analogy. Someone sees our home listing and they come to our house and they open the door. They feel like they are walking on firm foundation. Everything looks like what they saw. Our foundation is unshakable and it's solid and firm for getting your clients or prospective clients to feel secure. You know, nobody wants to walk into a house and feel like the floor is going to give away. So we have to start by building credibility, clarity into our business, what we do and who we serve. That helps clients feel like we have a secure foundation. They understand what you do. They understand the problems you solve. Once you've done that, then people will give you the opportunity to earn their trust. And you're going to earn their trust by keeping in touch with them. You're going to develop a keep in touch system that allows you to continue to stay top of mind with your best prospective clients. And you're going to have information products, perfect pricing, so that you're going to know how to have super simple sales conversations. And then that's how the business grows systematically. Okay. We figure all that stuff out first And then after we figure it out, our keep in touch strategy, our brand building information products, and our perfect pricing, then we talk about marketing. Now, most people jump into doing the marketing without building that foundation. They jump into creating those proverbial fancy photos of their property and when people show up, they're like, this is not at all what I thought I was getting. This is garbage, right? Or this is just not what I was expecting. I was expecting something different, because the marketing does not track to a solid foundation. So let's just bring this back to today's theme of predictable revenue. When we talk about where your revenue is coming in, the first question I have to ask you is, have you built that strong foundation? If you answered and you said, Laura, well, let me ask you these questions. If I said, do you have a red velvet rope policy to filter the kinds of people you work with? Are you clear on who you serve and the problems you solve? Have you developed a keep in touch strategy that allows you to build trust? Are you making regular offers to your clients proportionate to the amount of trust you've built? Do you know how to price your offerings? And can you have a super simple sales conversation? And if you said to me, Laura, I have all those things going for me, I do it all, yes, then you probably do not have an issue figuring out predictable monthly revenue. You are killing it. But if you aren't clear on even one of those, that's where the problem lies. Okay? Predictable monthly revenue is built by having that strong foundation. So how do we solve this? Well, I actually want to help you solve this. So I want to make an offer to you, friends. On July 8th, 2021, I am actually offering a workshop on developing your Q3 revenue plan. Okay? It's called Business by Design. All the info is in the show notes and up at bravebydesign.net. Now, this is a live implementation and strategy planning workshop with me, where we are going to be building out your plan for predictable monthly revenue in Q3 2021. So if you want to stop wondering where the money is coming from, I really encourage you to attend. If you are walking into July unsure of where clients are coming from, this is for you. If you are trying all kinds of things and nothing is really hitting, or nothing's hitting as fast as you want, this is for you. All the details about Business by Design, this quarterly planning workshop, they're at bravebydesign.net. Until next week, friends, I want to wish you a wonderful week ahead. I hope you are enjoying the weather wherever you are. And in the meantime, stay brave.